It's Rise FM mid-mornings. My name is Mpumi Mbete. That's Bupeli, Gusha Soulfire Town. Silinzelela, Gudoko Kusana Natando, Matang, Rise FM. I think he's on the line. Good morning.
Oh.
Lochani.
Agwande, man is dying.
Agwande, Svugile.
Awakubukethi na mangapha noma singakavuki kuhle.
Awakho mngathi iphimbolela kusile soka la.
Ngathi mina ifona kaThando Mahlangu akwande usese busy ne iTV interview.
Komngathi seka celebrity nje.
Angizwa ma?
Bathu seka ngathi seka celebrity uThando nje.
Awa nje ukhuluma nomofile masuku uThando usese busy.
All right. Thina semhathweni Rise FM nguna masuku noma ngumama ngamasuku.
Yebo nguna. Nguna masuku okhulumako.
Asithokoze namasuku ngombana sokhona. Ithi ngikubambi benkhamba noke mostad.
Iye besikhamba soke ma iqiniso le.
Ngizoyishintsha inkulumo yami ngobana ngombani isiNdebele sami sithi sikhamba sibe sifitshane nje na ufika ngale ngemalahleni.
Okay.
Lapha ngembombela ngikhuluma Swati.
Okay ma.
Kukahle ngoba Swati siyavisiseka but ungachubeka wena sifundzisane ngoba ngiyinhloso yethu la lokwendekelela benihamba khona nathando kuvule emehle ukuthi kahle hle asatani.
Iye injalo mama ukuthi eSouth Africa sibabantu abanzima asikayithathi into lesayifunda ukuthi omunye nomunye uneculture yakhe unendlela enza ngayo izinto. Kala mfi yenziwe umuntu wekhethwa umfo Mzwana mina ngimazi nge-owner cause ithe imole yange yakhe i-owner yalapha Mzwana amaTswana. Angizwa ma?
Ngithi nawe nendruho. Ngesiswati sithi unelichweba.
Angizwa mama?
Ngesiswati sithi unelichweba.
Okay. Now uyabona nje.
I-owner leyo. Ucolisile yini?
Awa. Angezwa ena angitholi. Asikatholi i-call. Evela kokibo ukuthi bayaxolisa into engakwenzeki leyo nje.
I think ngibone babhale statement lapho basho ukuthi abahambisani nayo lembono kepha ligama la lelijase ngalitholi lona bese ngithi kwenteke bachumane nani laba lekungibo banikati balenzawo. Bathi ke namasuku lamasuku namhla asibukisise indaba yokuthi yes asatani. Yebo nale lwentethu asitati kahle keje lokhu bese kubangela lokuthi bese siyalimatana siyadikhobosa sibukelane phasi sithathelane phasi ngemva kwalesehlakalo nithe nanihamba nje nathando mhlawumbe bantu lababonile lekwendekile bona bathini labamnyama njengathi
mama abantu ababone kwenzeke into le azange babe nento abangayitsho ngoba bebe ngicabanga ngakhona bebangazi nabo ukuthi bathini bavele baba njengami nje baba surprise ukuthi hawu kanti sekwenzakalani manje why umuntu onzima athetha umuntu onzima ngendlela ambethe ngayo cause uze wathi ama-customer ayacomplain nasibuzwa ukuthi which customers bekosteli vele ngaphambili litho ukuthi ngimi mina nginekinga ngendlela ombethe ngayo akunamuntu ovileko ngaphambili bekumbethe uThando
manje nginenkinga mina ngendlela wena ombethe ngayo
ma
ayivisiseki indaba le.
Indaba le ayizwisiseki nazifika kuphi ma.
Kuthi umuntu futhi aba nenkinga nekuthi mina engigcoke njani. Kanti ngigcokise wena.
Nasi inkinga ma. Omunye nomunye umuntu une-right yokumbatha noma yini. Une-right yokuhamba noma kuphi ngendlela ambethe ngayo. Nangabe bekanenkinga ngendlela uThando beyambethe ngayo. Bekose nenkinga leyo ibe khona nabentazaneni. Ukuthi umbethe i-bum short. Umbethe nebra then uyakhamba emall uba half naked angithi ukuthi ngiqheka abantazana mara le eyenzekileko uthando uthe akakambathi inappropriate. So angizwisisi ukuthi kuye into leyo ichaza njani, why abona uthando akakambathi, while omunye uyakhona ukuzimbathela irogonyana lakhe elifitshane or ibhamshot yakhe nevisa sibhono akuhambakuhambe emall bese kuba right lokho ehlangothini lakhe muntu.
Ya nokho ngikuzwile namasuku ngingathanda kukho ucocisana naye ethando staphinze sizame kumthola because ngiyadi ukuthi uke wa ngaphambilini wenda daba tekuthi athuthukise lwimi. All right, no. It's ngizame ke ukuthi sibambe le line lengathi ngconywana sithembe ukuthi naye ethando sakhona kumthola.
Okay, ma.
Thank you. That's Nia with Jeremiah, but see, You to Love on Rise of Him mid-mornings. That was Unamasugu, the lady who took the video where we saw Tando, and she was with him at the time, and you could hear her speaking in the background. It's still so confusing. Mzansi, 2020. As Rise of Fame mid-mornings, it's 22:11. We are standing by just to chat to Tando Mahlangu, and we had arranged to chat to him earlier. So the lady who was with him when he was asked to leave the mall, if you have seen the video, it went viral on social media. She had answered, and we spoke to her briefly, taking advantage of getting hold of her. But we wanted to talk to him on with regards to preserving culture, preserving and promoting indigenous culture through language, you know, through our regalia, through crafts and the many other artistic ways that language has been preserved over time. Because on Fridays, that's what we do. We keep the arts alive. And what better way than to do so in our very culture. It's interesting, if you read about Tando, he's made headlines. I think it was in 2018 when he was kicked off the Gaut train and asked to not, you know, go into the station because he was wearing his traditional attire. So he's not new to controversy surrounding cultural, you know, heritage and dress code and all that. One would ask, though, if I can't wear my cultural traditional clothes in Africa, where should I wear it? Where is it appropriate, if you like? All right, angizuze na titolo ngemva kwaloko sitawuxoxisana naye Tando Wakamahlangu. It's 11:15 actually. We've got Tando Mahlangu on the line. Locha Mahlangu. Agwande. Hello.
Hello, Mingani.
Awa sivukile, singezwa ngani? Awu manje umntato lo ngathi awubambi kuhle. Zama ukushifta Tando.
Ze uyangizwa?
Awu kuhle khulu. Tando, kuthokoze mina. Awu asindebele siyabhala nokho isiswati siyavuka. I've been watching your journey.
Yes.
I've been watching your journey. You've been an activist isindebele. Ubalile nemabhuku la sikubonile nje nekuthi nala kubomabona khashana Ingwani Creations founder umlando wakho nesindebele. I'm not surprised that we are where we are in this conversation as a country following what happened. Kahlehle uthando lo sisingeswati uvangelitshe njengengomo.
Iqiniso iswati siqinisile ngikho ngisithanda kangaka.
So Tando, sona ukhawule bakuxosha ku-Gautrain bathi hambe uyofaka isuti yasengilandi. Nyalo ungena etitolo bengikhuluma na lamasuku earlier on ngithi kahlehle ninelichweba inruvu nayisusa.
Ene indruku asiyisusi, indruku ilandela thina, iza kithi. Thina sivela sivunula isikhethu, thina sivela kungithi, thina sivela simandebele. Bese abantu abangakholelwako esindebeleni nabangakholelwako emalimini eSouth Africa nebangakholelwa ku-culture lebangaziko ukuthi ivelaphi yomuntu ibaluleke kangangani bese ngibo abalwa nayo.
Ingingiba lapho ke Thando, umbuto wami namhle kuseni bobuta ukuthi ngabe silive sibantu sisivele simnyama ngiyibeke nje njalo. Sendetaba letanele na kwekuthi sigcine sithuthukise sifundise nangelulwimi lemdzabo.
Yazi nonsenjalo ngibekela yona kamnandi. Sireke musina sikhuluma amalimithi.
Awakhuleka. Kusempumalanga ngisho
ngoba. Ngithokoza kwamambala. Qala ke wakwethu. Umraro ngeSouth Africa ukuthi eSouth Africa abantwana bethu sibafundisa isiNgisi. Abantwana bethu bakhulunyisa isiNgisi nemakhaya nesikolweni. Umuntu onzima okhipha imali eningi ukuthi umntwana wakhe ayofunda isikhuwa alise ilimi likhabo.
Bese bathusa kaniphile umntwana lo.
Ya bese bathi umntwana lo hlakaniphile. Yabo ukuthi umraro ukuphi ke? Bese baqhuquzela umntwana lokuthi akhulume isikhuwa aye phambili. Amasiko ayalahleka, ilimi liyalahleka, umntwana ugcina angazazi ukuthi ukuphi. Ngikhuluma nawe nje isiNdebele nesiSwati. Azikho ngaphakathi only public broadcaster yiSouth Africa okuyi SABC. Umgomo we-SABC uthi uzokuphatha amalimi wokhe ngokufanayo. Mara ngikhuluma nawe nje isiNdebele asikho ngaphakathi kwe-SABC, isiSwati asikho ngaphakathi kwe-SABC, ama-actors wamaNdebele nawamaSwati akuphi. Ama-content creators wamaNdebele namaSwati bakhona kodwana abanayo i-platform. I-SABC ayi-create i-platform. Yikho namhlanje silas khona ngalokhu. Yikho sikhuluma ngokuqothwa kwami ku-Gautrain, sikhuluma ngokuqothwa kwami e-Boulder. Yikho sikhuluma ngezinto ezinjengalezi ngebanga lokuthi eSouth Africa ba-appreciate kakhulu izinto ezivela ngaphandle. You can check now, ungavulela umrhatsho yonke ngaphakathi ye-public broadcaster ngosondo. Angeze uzwe ingoma yeSouth Africa kudlala umvuma ngaphansi. Nanje udominator uvuma ngaphansi. Na uvulela umabona kude nje i-content yangaphandle kweSouth Africa. Abalingisi bethu bakuphi? Abadosi phambili bamalimi wethu bakuphi? Abantu abazi ukuthi iSouth Africa ibaluleke kangangani ngamalimi ethu bakuphi? Ngoba na ungathi uyaqala ngo-September nge-24 ku-celebrate once. Kuyithini abantu abanzima sinelanga eli 1 enyakeni ngaphakathi kwe 365 days we only have one day lapha esicelebrator khona kuthina sicelebrator thina la sibuya khona ene abantu bakhona na uthi abaqala ivunulo wabo akusiyo yinto bayo uthola iNdebele alikavunuli isiNdebele silafaka umncamo ehloko batho nalo liproud uthola iSwati naye akakafaki induzi iSwati umbethe nje okhunye
ilabhanyana lela seyiphelele njalo
ilabhanyana seyiphelele lapho bese athi yena uproud. Yayibona ukuthi ikinga yethu ukuthi isuka kude siyiselwa Africa sina 27 years or 26 years batho sinechaphululuko kodwana amalimi wethu awakachaphuluki. Department of Arts and Culture ayenzi
next
amalimi wethu.
Inseye yasiyibeka kubani Thando? Ngona sitawumangalela sithi amakhuwa lawa ngiyofuna kuhamba yokufundisa iSwati.
No. Thina sifeyila abantu bekhethu. Amakhosi ekhethu awenzi next. Ngathana amakhosi ekhethu bewenza njengekosi eneleko yamaZulu uKing Goodwill Thini. Bekuzoba kuhle ngoba nangathi uyaqala eSouth Africa. Uyikosi usilo samabandla nguye yedwa ojamele isiZulu, nguye yedwa bekajamele ilimi lekhabo, nguye yedwa bekajamele inarha yamaZulu. Ngikho abo president abathi bayokuthatha inarha khe wathi ngizamkhombisa basikima bayoku-apologize kuyele. So ngale kwalokho asinayo inkosi enamandla njengokuguduzela.
Asibuye siyibuyise kithi bantu la thine lusha na ungathi yeah. Ubuka kunetindzawo tekuchumana la sakha khona buhlobo phiceleti sidibide ngema-social media platforms. Ngiyati ukuthi yeah. Uthuthukisa njalo uthi we need amaNdebele on TV i-hashtag yakho lobuso lokuhamba ngalo isikhathi lesidze. Thine-ke ngiyabosa yeah. Singawasola emakhosi baphinde basihlawulise. Thine sibantu labasha lesi esingathi sicaciselwe lesihambile sayofunza la sifunze khona. Yini lesingayenda ke kutheni sifake le lwimi lethu lapho sifundise labangani bethu beti nhlaka letahlukahlukene ngemvelaphi yethu, because angicabangi ukuthi kuyinkinga yabo. Nawungathi ubuke emabhunu ngendlela benda ngayo kuthuthukisa sibhunu, bayatifanela nathi nangabe sibuka ama-minority languages. Nawungathi ubuka linani labo sibali population, nabo nje abasilinyendi, kepha lwimi labo ulithwala kule indawo kuthiwa li-compulsory.
Yabona dadwethu, the fact ukuthi sithi sinama language sithi ma-minority language, i-problem leyo imraro omkhulu, ngoba thina abantu abanzima nasiye esikolweni siyokufunda sihlubula ukuthini, sihlubula thina sifunda isikhuwa, sikhuluma isikhuwa, siphila isikhuwa, simbathi isikhuwa. Kuhle kuhle if nawungathi uyachecka njenganje, ngiyazi ukuthi ukhona umswati omaziko ebekathanda isikhabo kodwana wakuhamba wayokufunda waba nama-degree, waba nama-diploma or waba nama-PhD, nakabuya la akasayingeni yesiSwati.
Abantu
abatsha abathuthukisa isiSwati, yes. Bayingaki abantu abatsho baziko abathuthukisa amalimi abo? Bayingaki abantu abatsha aba-proud about their own languages? Umraro omkhulu eSouth Africa kuthi i-educational system le yethu ayikakhelwa thina, ayikakhelwa ukuthuthukisa amalimi ekhethu ne-culture, ayikakhelwa ukuthi ithuthukise umuntu onzima. Iyakhiwe ukuthi umuntu onzima mpela afunde nakasuka la ayokuberegela ikhuwa. Umraro wethu ngiloyo. And esikolweni nawuthi uyaqala sifunda ama-language nje kwaNdebele eDelmas, akunasiNdebele enkolweni, mara inarha amaNdebele yindawo amaNdebele. Kufunda isiZulu, bafunda i-Afrikaans, bafunda i-English and bawafunda ngama-first languages. Why kunjalo? Umraro ngiloyo. Umraro kukuthi i-educational system nabantu bemakhaya abakhulileko baprogramwe ukuthi mde bazi English, mde bathanda isikhuwa, yonke into bayispenda enkolweni ezibalulekileko bathi bona zibalulekile. Zi wenza umuntu onzima athi isikolo sine-education, de wazi ukuthi lapha kufunda isikhuwa. Akuyena umntwana akho ofunda esikolweni samakhuwa, mara nawuthi uqala isikolweso ugcwele abantu abanzima, 99% babantu abanzima, maruti umntwana amufunda esikolweni samakhulu. Why? Because lapha kufunda i-English.
Hey, dangcosi semsebenzini, uyathi imsebenzi sekude lamalanga. Asiyibeke, asiyilise khona la. But I think inkulumo le kutawufuna sihle sichubeka siba nayo nje singaze silinde bo Heritage Month njengoba usho. Sitawuphinze sichumane nawe enqesi ngalolo kuvelele. But ngiphinze ngithi ngiyabonga ukuthi kwendeke kuwe, ngiyabonga ukuthi kuvusele inkulumo, ngibonga nokuthi kuvule emehle abantu labanyendi. Sitawubuya sivakashele tonke tindvo mhlambe lenitendako ngaphandle kwakho nabo bonke losebentisana nabo labazama ngako konke ukuthi sifuthukise buve bethu.
Yeah.
Ngibonge asithokoze mina.
Ngithatha ukuveza ukuthi unqobile Masuku nguye ogadangisa ividiyo leya.
Yebo, ngikhulumile na.
Ukuthi njani nama ngazi, mara into ayenzileko ibaluleke khulu.
Asisikimeleni
isiSwati, asisikimeleni amaNdebele, asisikimeleni iCulture, asisikimeleni amalimi ekhethu, siwalweleni.
Awu, asithokoze, sithokozele nakuNamasuku loyo ebesicocisana naye. Wena angitsho sowucelebrity.
Yeah,
Stokoze Hlangu, that's Thando Mahlangu. Interesting conversation we had there with him. Nang Tabsi, Banam Tunzi, what's he, is Pesihle, taking us to the news at 11.